something tells me that there is going to be makeup smeared all over this microphone. So those of you in the know what we're talking about. Everybody else, tune in. Find out. Enjoy.
WMFR in Medford.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm sorry. I never really done this before. Want a drink or something?
Well, why don't we start off by kissing? Is that okay?
Okay.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
You told him to kiss me.
Lady, if I'd known he was going to kiss you, I wouldn't have sent a boy to do a man's job.
Oh, that's for the man. You can tell him the job's filled.
Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give Mommy a little kiss.
Where is it?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Let's make it
down.
Did you kiss me right there?
there?
We can't answer.
Here's one, geniuses. What's it like to kiss a girl?
Come on, baby, don't demiss.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just an ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events even. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and with Valentine's Day coming up in just 2 weeks and new WMFO DJs training, if they're going to be training here on this show, it's going to be starting February 14th. Well, I decided we're going to build up to that most lovely of holidays with a theme this evening called How About a Little Kiss. Thanks to my friend and fellow WMFO DJ Derek Gary for introducing the show there promptly at 8 p.m. Thanks so much to Mellow Max for filling in for Joanne and Celtic Dusk this evening. Yes, Mellow Max, WMFO's music director for many years, but he's a graduate student now. And well, he's continuing. He's going to be on Thursday evenings now with the new WMFO schedule coming into effect. And before we go any further, let me most sincerely thank the WMFO, our programming director, Rachel, for renewing my show here in my most favorite 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. time slot. And not just Rachel, who runs the schedule, but our general manager, Rose, our assistant general manager, Frank, and Max, our music director. And then also our other members, Benny and Charlotte and Ruby and Zoe. Zoe, who I met here a couple of weeks ago when Luke was filling in with a crazy sound collage of his own. And Liliana and Luke's on our executive board too, and our webmaster Brandon and our new operations director, woohoo, Bailey. Yes, thank you all of you. So our theme this evening, yeah, it's called How About a Little Kiss, and we're featuring one of the most influential bands in all of rock and roll history. Even people who hate them, and there are many people who profoundly hate them, would have to, if they're being honest, concede the tremendous influence that the band Kiss has made on modern culture. The third record album I ever bought was Kiss the Originals, which was a special package of their first three albums, Kiss and Dress to Kill and Hotter Than Hell. And I bought that in 1975. Yeah. So in tonight's two-hour sound collage, we're going to be mixing up music about Kisses with songs by the band Kiss, along with cool cover versions of their songs by other artists. Plus, of course, our audio clips from who knows where, but a lot of them having something to do about Kisses and kissing. So we began our intro set with a live version of Kisses Coming Home from their MTV Unplugged album. And then John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Kiss, 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 going out to Chuck, you and Diane. I know they're both John Lennon and Yoko fans. And that was from the Double Fantasy album. And then we had Kiss, once again, our featured artists, with Making Love from their Rock and Roll Over album. We'll be talking about that a little bit later too. So we've got so much great music for you this evening, including Tom Jones and the Art of Noise, Shania Twain, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, the Neat Beats, thank you DJ Easy Ed, some Garth Brooks and John 5, backing me up right now is the Love Unlimited Orchestra, a Barry White project, and this is Love's theme. Well, let's start the rest of your Friday night sound collage party here on WMFO, and we're going to be going full circle in this next set. And there's a couple of ways that I use that phrase, but in this case, we're going to be beginning the set and ending with two different versions of the same song. We're going to be beginning with the canonical version of this song that has one of my favorite four chord riffs. And we're going to end it with a really cool cover version of it that does exactly what I think a cool cover version should do. Deconstruct the song and put it back together again, all different. And, well, here's Kiss on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford with a great riff. Call him Dr. Love.
Don't you know you're being misery? They call me
Dr. Love.
They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Call me Dr. Love.
And even though I'm full of sin, you need my loving, don't you know it's true? So enter, please, get on your knees. There are no bills, there are no fees. Baby, I know what your problem is. The first step of the cure is
show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. You gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now.
Satisfaction.
If never I'd met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we'd never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I started walking, but there's so much that you'll never know. I keep telling you a hard luck woman. You ain't a hard luck woman. Red's the sailor's only daughter, the child.
I'd like to kiss you, but I just washed my hair.
Thank you.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts non-commercial freeform radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is called How About a Little Kiss? As we work our way towards Valentine's Day in 2 weeks. So we're featuring that hugely influential and often criticized band Kiss, along with cool cover versions of their music by other artists, and also songs about kissing. So we began that set, which, well, we went full circle in with the original version of Callin' Dr. Love from Kiss's 1976 Rock and Roll Over album. I bought that vinyl LP just as soon as it came out. And then a very cool cover version of a Prince song by The Art of Noise and Tom Jones. Yes, Kiss was the name of that track. And then Garth Brooks, his version of, well, a big kind of a big hit for Kiss in an unexpected way, a ballad sung by their drummer Peter Criss, Hard Luck Woman, from a great compilation, Kiss My Ass, Classic Kiss Regrooved. Then Cyndi Lauper, I'll Kiss You from her She's So Unusual album. And then a very cool cover version of the song that we began the set with, that amazing four-chord riff, Calling Dr. Love, an outfit named Shandy's Addiction, also from that Kiss My Ass compilation. So, you know, when I was a kid, I really was influenced by Kiss, looking up to them as musicians, and I'm a bit ashamed of that in a certain way. I think that in high school that I paid more attention than I should have to their overall attitude about like relationships. I mean, Gene Simmons, he doesn't drink, he's never used drugs, but I like Ted Nugent, he's just a sex addict and basically a jerk. Although having lived his life, he certainly does have a unique perspective on a number of things that are worth paying some attention to. I mean, in particular, he apologized for comments that he made about depression in the wake of, well, when Robin Williams killed himself, a very complex situation given the medical conditions that Robin Williams was facing that we now understand. But, Gene Simmons, the Kiss frontman, said in an interview that those suffering from my mental illness and feeling suicidal should just go ahead and do it. He said he was the guy who says jump when he sees somebody in a building. But, you know, after a fierce backlash to all that, where radio stations banned the Kiss song, he came back and he apologized. But, you know, that's just, despite his apologies, that's in many ways the kind of person that he is. And, but as far as their influence on modern culture, yes, that can't be denied. And and Ace Frehley, so many guitar players who went on to be influenced by him, as Ace Frehley said, gee, if I had known I was going to be an influence on so many guitarists, I would have practiced a little harder. So next week, it's going to be, well, a little over a week from now, February 8th, a very somber date. It'll mark the one-year anniversary of my neighbor Allison Donovan being killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, just two blocks away from the limits of Tufts University. And the driver who hit her, well, after he fatally hit Allison and he injured her companion, that driver just sped away. And he stopped later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and then Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage from his truck's body. But he wasn't so smart, because a couple of days later, he parked on the Tufts campus, and people noticed that, and eventually that led to him being arrested. So what I wanted to say is that walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when you're crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way, or if you're in the crosswalk. Yeah, because bad drivers are everywhere, and don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. So be safe. A potentially life-saving message from people who care. Yes, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So let's get going back to the music. And when disco came about in the 1970s, 1976 and on, Kiss kind of got into the action too, as their critics said. Yes, another opportunity to sell out. And they decided to, well, they were fooling around, and they came up with a song that had a disco style percussion track, and that was a big hit for them. And in this next set, we're also going to hear from the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones with their cool cover of a Kiss song, and some pretty cool little bits of sonic manipulation and recording in there. And Shania Twain and something from a James Bond soundtracks, yeah. And some public service messages, too. And we're going to begin and end, and right in the middle, too, of this about almost half-hour-long set, hearing from our featured artists here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
I wanna see it in your eyes. kiss is that? We're not married.
One new message.
It's Gene Simmons. Dickie, about Detroit Rock City. So far, another Mercury act. I think Kid Joe's got dibs on that. Originally it was Megadeth, but I think they're right for the record. So I think Kid Joe took Detroit Rock City. My suggestion is any other song that you want to do is fine.
know something? A kiss is worth more than 1,000 words.
Then why didn't you stop talking?
This could be it. I think I'm in love. It's love this time. It just seems to fit. I think I'm in love. This love is mine. I can see. Took the weight of the world off my shoulders. My shoulders.